This is John with Think Creative.
Hey, John. I got this voicemail from you. You had mentioned something about sending out a working capital equipment finance offer to us. I just wanted to know a little bit more about the working capital portion of that. Can you help me out at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Give me just one second here. Let me pull up your file. What was your name?
My name is Zach.
You're with Zach, okay. And what was the name of your company?
Pegasus Construction.
Pegasus Construction, okay. So we're looking at the working capital here. Let me see here. Okay, so how much are you looking to bring out here?
Well, I just kind of want to know what it's all about first. I've never heard of anything like that, so I'm just curious if you could, kind of give me a breakdown of how it works. Is it like a typical loan or?
Okay, absolutely. So, it's actually kind of a new program. You get more cash than your typical line of credit. We can unlock roughly about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So, what were your sales like last year?
We did about $890,000.
$890,000. Okay.
But I was actually looking to, purchase some equipment with that.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that as well. We can do both programs there. So with the equipment, what were you looking to bring on there?
So I got a couple of projects coming up, and I'm going to need, we do kind of like finished carpentry stuff, exterior and interior. So I'm going to need to bring on a scissor lift, actually two scissor lifts.
Okay.
And then some smaller stuff. I'm going to need an industrial table saw to be on site for the job. And some other things like that. And I think it's going to run me, this is all going to be used stuff. It's going to run me somewhere between, I don't know, maybe 35 and 55. I haven't really gotten invoices or quotes yet for it, but I just wanted to, get the ball rolling. These projects are coming up in about 2 months, and so I just want to have everything lined up and just ready to hit the ground running when I can get on site and start building.
Okay, definitely. So you're looking at about 35 to 55, and that's going to be total for the two scissor lifts and the industrial table saw?
Yeah, I think that should be it. There might be some more stuff. I really need to get with my supervisors here and see what the kind of input they have.
Okay. So, how much are you looking to, increase your, how much are you looking to make from that? What's your increase on ROI there, you think?
Well, if everything stays on task and doesn't run beyond schedule, I could probably make upwards of 100 to 150,000 off of this project. It's going to last for 4 or 5 months.
Okay, so, that's great. That's great.
Having these items, I've been renting them in the past, and it just seems like it's it doesn't make any sense. I'm not getting any sort of return on renting them. I might as well own these things,
Yeah, definitely. So have you been looking into any financing or?
I did approach my local bank. I don't have immaculate credit.
Okay.
Kind of felt like I was getting the runaround, and it just didn't seem like anything was going to happen anytime soon.
Okay. Yeah. Have you talked to anyone else as well, or just your local bank?
Just my local bank so far, and then I had gotten a mailer and actually a voicemail, I believe, from you.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see what that was all about.
Okay. So, do you have a vendor already for this equipment?
I don't. The guy that I rent the stuff from, he doesn't sell it, which is weird. So I need to kind of investigate that. I do know that those items will be around that price range, though. So I just want to make sure that I can be able to bring those items aboard. And I honestly don't want to shop around. I know that, when you do that, your credit gets shopped around as well, and it knocks down your credit score. So I was hoping that I could just do this all in one shot here.
Yeah, definitely. How would you say your credit is right now? How would you rate it? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'm hoping it's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle? Okay, right on. Yeah, well, we work with people of all different credit profiles here, A through D. So, that really shouldn't be a problem here. How long have you guys been in business there?
10 years.
10 years? Okay. Okay. And you guys in pretty good shape right now? You guys been staying busy?
We have. Yeah. We're just doing one project after another, not overburdening ourselves. So it is. It's fairly steady.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Yeah, and you know, you were saying you were looking to make $100,000 to $150,000 ROI. How long does that normally take till you get the cash back?
See, that's the shady part about the whole construction industry is some of these larger companies, they're like net 30, net 60, sometimes net 90.
Oh yeah.
So I could finish a project and not get paid for it for another month. So that that makes it kind of tough.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where the financing comes in, and you know, the working capital helps with that a lot as well, because you know, that's just unsecured cash, and we can usually if you get your approval, we can usually do that after 24 hours of an application, and then we can usually get the funds to you within 48. So, you know, wow. If you ever get that tough spot, we can help you out there.
And so that might be something I may want to consider as we get towards the end of wrapping this project up, just to, you know, kind of cover my butt in case it happens to be like a net 90, and you know, I have some, so I can pay my workers and pay my bills. Basically, that's my, you know, my major concern.
Definitely. So, do you have like a quote or an invoice already where you're looking at this equipment, or are you just kind of getting the ball rolling here?
I'm just, you know, this is the first day. I'm just kind of getting the ball rolling. I'd gotten that message, and so it kind of lit a fire under my butt to, you know, get everything lined up.
Okay, gotcha. So, and this equipment's going to be additional, correct? You're not replacing?
Yeah, this is going to be additional. Actually, it's going to be new stuff.
Okay. Great. So,
what do you need from me to get everything started?
Yeah, so all we're going to need from you is, let me see here, excuse me just a second. Yeah, all we're going to need from you is, we need 6 months of bank statements. Okay. And your most recent tax return. So if you have the 2015 tax return, that's great, but if not, okay, we can use your 2014.
Okay.
And then all we need from there is, do you guys take credit cards?
Nah, normally it's just checks, or sometimes we do a little bit of under the table stuff, cash. But
okay.
We pretty much don't really deal with credit cards at all.
Okay. Yeah. So that's all we need is the 6 months bank statements, your most recent tax return, and then you know I can send you over a one page application that you can fill out and send back with those documents, and we can, you know, get you an approval within about 24 hours.
Okay. Do you going to need quotes from me as well?
Yeah, I will need those quotes after you get those, decide on what equipment you're going to be getting there. So,
okay. So I might as well just, you know, send it all in one shot, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a great plan there. Do you have an email address that I could, you know, send you some more information there?
Yeah, it's zach@pegasusconstruction.com.
Okay. And what's a good phone number to call you back at?
858-779-0426.
0426. Okay, Zach, I'll go ahead and send you an email there, and with some more information. And when do you think you'll be looking to get this application in there?
I want to get those quotes, and then as soon as I can get a couple of those quotes, I will package everything for you and shoot it out to you. I'm hoping within a day or two.
Okay, sounds great. So you know, if I don't hear back from you Friday, I'll give you a call after lunch and you know, kind of see where we're at there.
Sounds good. Is there anything else that you're gonna need from me, or is this will this be it, those items?
Yeah, that should I think that should just about do it. Let me just double check here real quick. So I said the 6 months bank statements.
Okay.
You know, you're not doing credit cards, so we don't need that. Your most recent tax return and those invoices for the equipment should do it.
Okay. Yeah, I will get on that, and then I'll just email that back to you when I get those quotes. I think that's all.
Okay, sounds great, Zach. I'll shoot you over that email, and look forward to hearing back from you.
Yeah, thanks for your time today, and I look forward to that email.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.